Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Sounds like we're listening to Apple Music, right? Not really. Well, I guess you can get this on Apple Music. I think you can probably get it a number of different sources. The top five songs from this week in 1985, starting with Jan Hammer's, I think we called him Jan, though, did we? I remember back to that era. Miami Vice's theme, I think it was Jan Hammer, but I think you pronounce it if you're in his native country, Jan. Yaw, that's Jan. Or the theme from Miami Vice. Number five this week, 1985. This week in 85, number four. Oh, sugar, Jennifer should be here with this one. Ready for the World. Remember this song, Roberta?
No.
No, I don't either. Oh, Sheila.
Do you remember it?
No. I remember Sheila said she loved me. She said she'd never leave me. True love would never die. Sheila, remember Tommy Rowe and Sheila? It's not quite the same.
Nope.
Oh, come on. You don't remember Tommy James and Sheila? Kara, see if you can find that so we can refresh Roberta's memory, will you please? Meanwhile, the number three song this week in 1985 belonged to Stevie Wonder. Great, great pop song. Actually, number one.
This I remember.
Yeah, this is a good tune. Good pop song. All right, so that was number three this week in 1985. Number two spot belongs to Whitney Houston, Saving All My Love For You. Saving all my love for you. So romantic, Roberta. I'm sure Tom sings this to you all the time.
Oh, yeah, right. He saves all his love for his boat.
Really? Uh-huh. Well, listen, everybody's got to love something or somebody. All right, the big story from this week in 1985, the number one song belongs to a group called A-ha. That's one of my favorite all-time pop songs. Every time I hear it, I get goosebumps, and I don't know why. It just is a great song. Crank it way up, Kara, will you please? One of those songs that if the stations that are doing soft rock are smart, they play it a couple of times a day because this gets people going. This song reached number one during this week in 1985. MTV was playing the video regularly as well. It's a pretty interesting video, obviously. All right, come on. We'll get a little bit more of this. Kara, help yourself. Remember when you and I, Roberta, went to that Jay and the Americans concert?
Yes, yes.
And Jay, they have a new Jay, hit the high notes. There are three Jays, and there have been three Jays over the history of Jay and the Americans. The second one was Jay Black. First one was Jay Weinstein, I think was his name. And the one that you see on his own oftentimes is Jay Black, who can hit the notes. And I think the fellow we saw that night hit the high notes pretty well, too, didn't he?
I think so, yeah. It was that was a fun night.
It was a nice night, yeah. That was what a great, great group that is. And they played all their hits. All right,
yep.
Come on, Kara, back to
That's
A-ha.
What people want
to
hear.
Come more seconds. Yeah, we want to hear the hits. Sure. A-ha. The real electronic music, too. This is when electronic music really had taken hold. For those of you who don't remember Tommy Rowe and Sheila, Roberta, this is Tommy Rowe. You don't remember this?
This I remember, yes.
Well, that was what I was talking about. Or singing about. You couldn't tell that's what I was singing as I sang? What's the matter with you?
Don't quit your day job.
What is your problem, Roberta? Doug Steffen in the Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Ah, good old pen and paper. Did you know that it's been linked to a number of benefits for both your body and your mind?
Here's what studies have found.
Writing down information while learning helps you remember better.
Writing down your thoughts and feelings after a traumatic event makes both physical and emotional wounds heal faster.
Keeping a gratitude journal helps you feel happier and more optimistic.
Plus, a health and well-being study found those who wrote down a list of things they were grateful for before bed experienced longer and better sleep.
Next time you have something on your mind, don't type it. Sit down and write it. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, ladies, whom do men find more attractive? Women with long, medium, or short hair? Well, you may think this has to do with today's concept of beauty, but actually, there's some evidence that it involves brain wiring. Here's the science of it.
Give me a head with hair.
Reported in Psych Today, men rate women's faces framed by long and medium-length hair as more attractive. And if you're kind of slightly on the unattractive side, then you need to get the greatest beauty bounce. It has to do with youthful traits and the perceived fertility signal. It's an adaptive brain signal. We act as if longer hair is associated with health and fertility.
You should keep your hair like that. It's very slimming.
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it worked for Rapunzel. Longer hair might just work for you. So, you got a question or a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.